It's just politics.
Just politics.
I'm Zoe Clark.
I'm Rick Pluta.
On the way to the races.
And they're off.
It's true. Tuesday may be election day, but the voting has already actually begun.
Absentee voting. People are already doing it. Absentee ballots are the first ballots cast, but the last to be counted on election day.
And voting absentee is on the rise in Michigan. It's nearly doubled over the past 10 years.
More than one in four of the ballots cast in 2012 were absentee. And that's why smart campaigns focus early on absentee voters. They keep track of who requests an absentee ballot and then quickly steer campaign propaganda in their direction.
That's also why the state Democratic Party, with an eye toward November, has been quietly carrying out an absentee voter experiment. Voters in Detroit and Lansing can now actually apply for their absentee ballots online.
If you want to comb your cat, there's an app for that. If you have to fix a flat, there's an app for that.
Okay, maybe not an app exactly, but those two cities are allowing their voters to apply online for the first time for their absentee ballots.
See, Democrats here in Michigan have an issue with midterm elections, and this year's midterm in particular.
Democrats are less likely to vote in midterms than in presidential years, and Obama fatigue is only exacerbating that turnout challenge for the D's this year.
When, in fact, there are more Democrats in Michigan than Republicans. It is a blue state.
It is, with a red streak running through it. But if Democrats don't turn out, it doesn't matter how blue the state is.
Just to pinpoint that, there are almost a million Democratic voters who didn't vote in 2010.
Obama voters, basically. They stayed home in 2010, turning that into a banner year for Republicans. Here in Michigan, the Republican statewide ticket.
Rick Snyder for governor, Bill Schuette for AG, Ruth Johnson for secretary of state. They all swept into office in 2010.
Exactly. Just 2 years later, President Barack Obama smacked down Mitt Romney here in Michigan.
That's why Michigan Democrats are trying to motivate those Obama voters. They're all, get up, get out, you can do it.
But every voter you can get to vote absentee is a voter you don't have to dislodge from the couch on election day. That's the beauty for the D's of voting absentee. Just apply online if you live in Detroit or Lansing right now, and a ballot is sent to your house.
Right. There are a few rules surrounding absentee voting in Michigan.
Right. For example, anyone over 60 can vote absentee. If you're younger than that, you have to have a reason, like you're going to be out of town or you're in jail waiting trial.
Yeah. But this applying online, it is a test run for the general in November when the D's plan to expand it with the assistance of helpful, sympathetic local clerks.
It's in Lansing and Detroit right now. Add Ann Arbor and Flint for the general.
Yeah, something in common there. All cities with strong Democratic leanings.
Democrats figure if they can get a third of those almost a million voters who did not vote 4 years ago to actually cast ballots this November, they can win some races that they wouldn't otherwise.
Surely. And, you know, a third, Rick, it might not seem like a lot, but that's actually about 300,000 people. Mm-hmm. It's a heavy lift.
Now, Republicans don't have the same issues. Remember, they're the ones who are winning these midterm elections.
Yeah, but the GOP, they also realize that technology is going to help them get votes. The Michigan GOP is using this dashboard program this year. It's giving Republicans the ability to gather and save political information about their friends or neighbors, and then they can identify supporters easier.
Because to win elections, it doesn't matter if people agree with you if they don't vote.
Well, love it, darling. Come and go with me. Don't let me way beyond the sea. I need you, darling. So come go with me.
Rick Pluta is the Lansing Bureau Chief for the Michigan Public Radio Network.
Zoe Clark is the resident political junkie at Michigan Radio.
We will never part. I need you, darling. So come go with me. Yes, I need you. Yes, I really need you. Please say you never leave me. We'll say you never. Yes, you really never.
You'll never give me a chance.